everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and I am back with another episode of Become an Author and with my dynamic co-host, Karen Eden Herdman. Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I'm doing just awesome. So glad to be back for another week, and God is good, has been blessing us, and we're ready to continue to move on with this year, Hanchi.
Well, you know, that is very true. And I've had so many people, a lot of people contact me and, you know, talk about the show and thinking about writing their books or wanting more information. And our program is to inspire people to become authors. The program, you know, we're martial artists, but the program is not just for martial artists. It's for anyone that has the inspiration and have a story or something they want to say, that they have a mechanism to be able to do it. And becoming an author is one of the greatest ways to be able to expand yourself, not just personally for yourself personally, but to expand yourself in your community. It's a great way to leave a legacy for your family. If you're writing an autobiography or you're writing your memoirs, it really doesn't matter. And what we've tried to do is to bring people on and introduce you to them and talk about the different ways they're using their books to be able to expand their knowledge, to share it with others, to turn it into prosperity, to grow their business. There's just so many ways. And this leads to the speaking opportunity. Karen and I both are public speakers, and you would totally be surprised what you can do and the opportunities you can have if you are an author. It makes a difference in your what you're paid. So when you go to do a paid speaking opportunity, if you're just a speaker, you get paid one price, but if you're an author, you get paid another one. If you're a author, you know, several times over in a particular field, then again, you know, your rate goes up. So as we're coming on today, I have two fantastic ladies who are masters in the martial arts, and I have them on today to talk about what they do, their experience, and they both of them have several books. I have Amanda and Olson, who's out of Tennessee, and I have Andrea Harkins, and you are at Colorado. Where are you located now?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona. That's where, Arizona. Great. You know, but you ladies have done a great job. I've been following you, and we've worked together before, seen your work, and you really stand out. And I love the way that you, you know, that you stand out, and your books really put you on that highlight as authors, as ladies in the martial arts, as masters. So again, congratulations. And again, you know, Karen, she has several books out, and at Century, I know you ladies are writers for different magazines, and Amanda, welcome aboard. You're writing, you know, for our magazine, which is, it's right behind me. I won't try to hold it up, but we have the Bill Wallace magazine, which is out this month. And we have a lot of great things that's happening with it. So as Karen is trying to come back on here, so I'm going to kick it off to you, Amanda. So tell us a little bit about you. And, you know, I know you have your martial arts school, and I was just telling the ladies a few moments ago, you have a phenomenal school. My granddaughter is one of your black belts. So, you know, I knock on wood, and you did a great job at the test. You had a lot of people show up. And that's what success is about when you're in business or leadership. And I know you do a lot of things in the community, and a lot of it is through your book and your book. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, thank you for all that. I started martial arts when I was 10 years old. So I like to think of myself as one of the original karate kids, and just enjoyed every minute of it as a kid, and the traveling and competition. And I remember one year, I was probably, I'd been training about 2 years, so I wasn't a black belt yet. but I was about 12 years old, and my instructor was asking us all, what did you want to be when you grow up? And I said, well, I want to be just like you, you know, I want to be an instructor. And so from an early age, you know, he kind of laughed it off a little bit, you know, being a kid, but I knew that's what I wanted to do. And my father eventually, he trained as well, opened up a studio in Florida. And so I grew up in it from then on. And that's just my passion. It always has been. And you know, watching a new 10-year-old start their first day, it reminds me of my first day and how much I loved it. I just see all the potential in the kids and the, you know, adult students as well. But yeah, I just started early and never quit.
And what's the name of your school?
Olson's Martial Arts Academy. And we are in East Tennessee, Johnson City specifically. And this month, actually, we're celebrating our 25th year anniversary of being open here. Wow. So we're excited about that in the community. Mm. It is our home here. You know, it's a small town, and we have a big community feel. And Olson's Martial Arts is, you know, I'm proud to say it's been a good impact on our community and helped lots of kids. And, you know, seeing your granddaughter, she's all pretty much grown up now. you know, I keep in touch with her, and I get to see her. She stops in the studio every once in a while to say hi, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, the thing about the martial arts is the introductory of the martial arts is a foundation to helping kids or individuals find their way. And this is one of the reasons why we have to share it. We have to share it in our schools. We have to share it in our teaching to non-martial arts, and our books are a great way to be able to do that. Andrea, you know, I know that you've been, you know, in the martial arts for a long, very long time, and you've got several books out there. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have been in martial arts for 32 years, believe it or not. And I did a lot of teaching over the years. I'm not teaching right now, but part of my mission over all the years was to teach and to make positive impacts on the community, which I think I've done over all these years. I am an avid writer and began writing when I was like 10 years old. And my little twist on my martial art writing is that it's typically about martial arts and positivity. I have this kind of joint mission to make the world better through both positivity and martial arts. So that's where I'm coming from on my writing. And what you saw recently was I was named by FeedSpot as one of the top martial art blogs to read in 2022. And I've been blogging for 9 years. And that's what prompted my actual book writing. So a bit of advice to anyone out there who is interested in writing a book, but doesn't know where to start. A good start is a blog, and also journaling, stuff like that. And one of the books that I wrote was actually by pulling my blog, you know, the articles from my blog and putting them into a book. So anyway, that's just a helpful hint there. But yeah, I've been a martial artist a long time. Right now, my mission really is, I have a big focus on women in martial arts. I have a podcast, The Martial Arts Woman. And everything I do is really geared toward helping other people live a more inspired and motivational life. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. But Amanda, it's great to meet you, by the way, and love hearing about your accomplishments and your books as well. So I think it's great that we can support each other.
Absolutely. Likewise. It is inspirational.
Well, you said something, Andrea, a few minutes ago about how to, and that's just the reason why for this program, it doesn't have to be complicated. What are you doing? Where are you? And how do you put it together? So I know for myself, I generally write from whatever I'm doing. You know, when I've got a book on becoming an author for martial artists. I also have a book on public speaking for martial artists, because that's what I'm actually doing. So I have a book on goal setting. So whatever I'm doing that's important in my life, that's what I try to do. And just like with our podcast today, this could be a book also. by doing interviews and taking the transcripts and being able to put it into a book. So creating a book is not complicated. And I know with Karen, she has, again, several books out, and she's a writer for quite a few magazines. And those blogs and the things you're writing, you can start to, you know, pick a topic you want to write to, and those topics can be your books. Say, for an example, each time that you do a magazine post or write for a magazine, you know, those articles you're writing, that's a part of your book. But having a book will open the door for you to write. And Karen, I know you write for quite a few magazines, and you've got your books that you have out, and you write from your passion with kids, you know, for women, the different things. So, you know, what inspired you to begin your writing, Karen?
Well, what you say is very true, Hanchi, because my first books, no, actually my second and my third book were really just compilations of my years as a martial arts inspirational columnist. So Century Martial Arts approached me about the idea of the book, and really I just took 15 years of writing monthly karate magazines, and we compilated them and compiled them in the book, and then there was a follow-up to that. So that was I Am a Martial Artist. And then another years went by, we created They Call Me Master. So I just kind of like organized writings into like a certain genre. So the master book would be specifically for people who've been training longer. I'm a martial artist for my writing that geared more toward people who were coming up the ranks from grid on up. So, you'd be surprised if you just write a little bit every day over the years, I ended up with a couple of books. And so that you're right, that's easy to do. It takes just a little bit of organization to do. And, you know, as far as writing my magazine columns, which I've been doing for, I think well over 20 years now, maybe about 25 years, it really just comes from just the way my brain is, I think, because I look at things and I ponder them. I'm a big philosophical person. For instance, today in my neighborhood, driving around, I noticed that we have a lot of fake rocks. I don't know if that's a style or you put them like on top of the generators or the power sources to make them look pretty, but they're made out of fiberglass and they're fake rocks. And to me, it draws more attention than having a normal green colored transmitter in your yard. So I find that ironic. And then I'll go, you know what? That sounds like a karate column. I'm going to write that down because I can do something with that whole fake rock thing. So that's just the way I think, and that's how I come up with my stuff every month.
Well, that's it, creativity. And the more you practice creativity, the more creative you become. If you're if you have a business and you're doing anything in your business to promote your business, and then you write about it, because what do? You make a goal, you sit down, and you know, you have to chart out the goal of everything that you do, then everything that you're doing could actually be a part of a book. Now, the impact that you can have, and I know, Amanda, you've had phenomenal impact. I know one of the local networks had you on. Let's talk about that. They gave you your own program, I think.
Yeah, and I'm still doing the program. I'm on, on my fourth year of doing the TV show, and it's called Ask Master Mom. And that's one of the things I write about is for families and parents from a martial art instructor's perspective, and then also as a mother's perspective, advice on helping families and with discipline or confidence issues or things like that. So it's a question show where people ask questions of Master Mom, and then I answer them, and it's a live TV show, so it's a lot of fun. You guys got to be ready for anything, but I enjoy doing that. But the thing about it too is it came from, just like the other ladies have talked about, what was a passion, And, you know, I have a fairly robust leadership program at my school that I've been teaching for all ages for, well, 25 years. And it's in order to have that leadership program, I needed to write leadership lessons. And those became articles, just like you guys are talking about, or blogs for your website. You know, what is an art? Write an article on responsibility, and what does that look like as a martial artist? What does it look like as a 7-year-old? You know, and so I started writing those things, and then as the parents started participating and reading and, you know, learning these things along with their children, I had more and more opportunity to talk to parents. They'd come and ask me, you know, they're not behaving at home, or they're having this problem in school. And so I had these conversations often, started writing about those. And that's where the book came from, the Create a Happy and Harmonious Home, and then the Parenting Survival Guide that came later. And so it's, those are just how that progressed. But then it turned into a TV show too, locally in the community. And that's been exciting, you know, for the business and promoting it locally.
Well, you know, I really have to say, very impressed, again, with your school. Again, you know, when I came to my granddaughter's test, I didn't announce myself.
You know, no, you
I didn't
did.
Want
you
to announce myself.
Incognito.
Yeah, because I was really checking you guys out, really. My granddaughter's here getting her black belt. And where's she getting her black belt from? And this is in Johnson City, Tennessee. And, you know, so I'm sitting there in this gym, and there's all of these people. And I think you gave me the number that you guys tested 300 students that weekend.
Yes.
You know, that is just totally huge of a test. But this is what I was watching for.
Okay.
I was watching, number one, of course, you know, you're looking at the technique of the student. But I was more impressed with the attitude of everyone that was there. Their parents' attitude, they loved what you were doing. They loved you guys. It was, you know, I mean, the energy was so positive. When you're testing 300 students in one weekend, but we go back and you have to get 300 students first, you know,
right.
You know, to be able to test 300 students. And, you know, there was, and the other thing I was impressed, not everybody passed. You know, you had people going up, other students going up for black belt didn't pass. And, you know, but that was a true light of it. But we come back to the things that you've done. You know, you have a book, which gives you that credibility. You spent 25 years building that. You're on a weekly television show. So the book, the television show, you have built that brand for yourself as, you know, as Master Mom. And that, you know, so that's what we're really talking about to our audience, regardless if you're a martial artist or not. Remember, this program is not just for martial artists, it's for anyone. And again, you know, check out our website, Elite Publications, to learn more about what we do. That's elitepublications.org. You know, but I was really impressed with the way that you've done it and your book, the program. You know, you are a brand. You know, Master Mom, that is a brand. And I see that you have just moved that brand to another level. You now have a business leadership. Now, again, to get 300 students to a test is about leadership.
Thank you.
That is about leadership. Because you're in a small town. So it's not like it's a huge city. And so everybody in that city has to, they have a child, they have to be coming to your school.
It's hard to go anywhere without being recognized, you know, so I have to be on my best behavior all the time.
Well, you know, let's talk about the leadership part, then I'm going to go to Andrea. So let's talk about your new program that's coming out, because look, you got the book, you got the television show, you know, you're huge in the community. Now you have taken it to another level by creating a leadership course that other people can now take and use for their school. So now you've taken all these things that you've been good at and you built a leadership model.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. It's like I mentioned before, I just started writing lessons for my school, and I keep everything. You know, when you're in, get that creative mode or you're inspired, everybody here knows you write it down. You don't want to lose it. You know, so I've just been able to accumulate all these things. I've written leadership and instructor training programs for our association for over 10 years. And it just kind of like the book evolved. You have all of this stuff that, you know, it's practicing in my school and teaching and working for me in terms of retention and building instructors. So, you know, I was able to put that into a program that any instructor of any style of martial arts. And that was important to me, that it didn't have to be, I do Taekwondo, to be just that style specific, but anybody who teaches in martial art could take this program. There's 52 weeks of leadership lessons that you can teach in your classroom. And I've been teaching these forever, you know, and they're ones that I love and ones that I know that the people respond to very well. And so putting that in a one-year program, how to teach it, what the lessons are, it should be very simple for any instructor to be able to get it and start right away. It shouldn't be very complicated. So I'm excited about being able to really, you know, for instructors, I know a lot of the struggle is, like I mentioned in my article, you know, you can burn out. How do you build that leadership team to support your vision and you know, carry it on? And so that's really my mission is, you know, especially as I'm getting older too, and I'm seeing the generations come up and up and up. I want them to be able to continue on what I've dedicated my life to. And so, you know, writing this for them, but then also being able to offer it to other instructors has been a real, real joy for me.
How do we get to your books?
I have two websites, but I have askmastermom.com. That has my parenting books on there. And then olsonsma.com, which is my martial arts website, and that has the leadership program on there. So you can look those up on either website. I do offer the Amazon, I offer the parenting books, but I don't have the leadership program on there yet. So
okay, so for the leadership program, we can go to the Olson Martial Arts, MA.com?
Right, olsonsma.com. Of course, I'm all over social media, so it's pretty easy to find, Ask Master Mom somewhere on there and on YouTube, and you can message me. I'm pretty accessible that way, so I'd be happy to talk to you or help you find what resources you need.
Well, you know, it's great. You built systems. And systems work.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you build systems actually, they actually work. And okay, Karen, I'm just going to ask Karen if she has any questions or anything for you. Karen, anything, any input, anything you want to ask or say?
No, Miss Amanda, that's just phenomenal. You know, we're just very proud of you in the industry because as much as you just say it in a very low-key way, that is a lot of work. A lot of work, and it's years of work. And I think you could probably agree with me more than anything. It's a lot of being able to get organized. That's one of the great things that we teach in martial arts is focus. And being able to focus or get organized will definitely set you in a way that you need to go to accomplish things in your life. And I try to instill that in people as much as I can as an instructor myself, but I really want to commend you on that. And you're in an area that I know was just wide open because I have family in that area. And I'm sure you're greatly appreciated and greatly respected for being able to bring a program like that into that area. So definitely my congratulations to you and your staff.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Great. Awesome. Awesome. And Andrea, I know that, tell me about your books. I know that you, I remember your first books when it came out. I think we did our, that's when we had our interview, first interview back here several years ago. So tell me, how do you, I know you, your connection is working with the ladies and motivational things, because, you know, if you're a positive person, why not write about positive things?
Right.
you know, Master Mom, you know, I mean, that's a great brand, but that's what, you know, we all have our thing. Where are we in life? You know, Karen and I, we share a deep faith foundation. And I wrote my first Christian book back here a year ago, which is called God Gives Me Vision. So it's a spiritual book about goal setting and understanding that success is okay. You know, so that's where I was at that moment. So, spiritually, Drain came to me and said, write the book and release it on your birthday. So September the 6th would be a year that we released a book, but that was all about where I am right now spiritually. So you can write from any place you are, you can write from. And, you know, so tell us, you know, what inspired you in your books? And how many books do you have out and how can we get them? Let's talk about that first so people can, you know, don't wait till the program is over. How do I get it? Okay, hey, go order their books right now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would just say to writers out there, write about what you know and love. And when you do that, you know, you'll be set. I have three books right now. The Martial Arts Woman, which came out in 2016, which has stories of martial art women all over the world, including Karen. I have Martial Art Inspirations for Everyone, which is the one that's based off my blog posts. My recent one is How to Start Your Own Martial Art Program. And this is for those people, I never had the brick and mortar school. I always taught in YMCAs, gymnasiums, recreation centers. And I wish I had this book when I started. So I kind of go through it from beginning to end, everything you need to know and do in a very concise, like 100 and I don't know how many pages it is, 150 pages or so.
I think I went online. I think it's 170 something I saw online when I was there checking it out.
So to your other point about writing about the things that you know and love, I'm working on my fourth book, which has nothing to do with martial arts. It's wedding vows and love poetry, because that's the other thing that I love and enjoy. I love watching beautiful weddings, and I love, you know, just like these flowery words. I've had a few greeting cards published. And so I thought, well, this is going to be my next book. I'm going to take a break from the martial arts stuff and do something a little different, my other passion. But they're all available on Amazon and also at my blog website, themartialartswoman.com. There's a tab there, and you can see where all the books are, as well as information on my podcast. So that's where you can find all of it. And, you know, the Martial Arts Woman book, I was originally just going to write a story about me, about my experiences as a martial art woman, right? Being in the industry for so long, you see a lot of different things as a woman, you know, a woman's perspective. And I was going to write these stories about me, but then, you know, someone suggested, well, maybe you should get some other insights. And that's how that book all came together. I just reached out to many women I didn't know. I didn't know Karen at all back then. I didn't know a lot of the women who wrote in the book. Someone gave me a list of names of awesome martial art women, and I asked them if they would write for the book. So it's kind of this conglomeration of amazing stories about overcoming. It's not as much about martial arts as it is about how these women use martial arts to overcome obstacles and situations in their lives and how it helps improve their lives. So that's what that one's about. And that was the first one, and I love and adore it. And of course, I've built my brand, The Martial Arts Woman, really around the blog and the book. So there's many things that you can do once you write that first book, like you mentioned. And then I just rolled into writing the other books, pulling from my blog. And then of course the starting the martial art program, I thought was really important, because so many people want to start a martial art program or a school, but they don't know how, and they don't want the big overhead, and they don't want to get to, they want to see what it's all about. You know, you can kind of dip your toes into starting a program and see if you like it before you really commit to something. So that's what prompted me on that one. But yeah, that's the story of the book so far. But The Martial Arts Woman 2 is going to come out, and a couple of others that I'm already working on. So you can work on more than one book at a time, too, if you can stay organized.
Right. Exactly. Remember, what are you doing? You know, I get up every day with a pen and paper, and I'm writing notes about the publishing and what we need to do and all the, you know, and everything. And so, you know, that's what we're, and we actually have our course out, which is called the Become an Author course. And so we have Become an Author books, but this is where I am right now. My focus is to help people to create success. Now, I'm always asked about, well, can you get rich writing a book? Well, yeah, if you have enough people that'll buy your book and read it, you know, that's my short answer is yes. So I'm going to talk to this for a moment about, you know, what that's really about, because I look at your book, it's not necessarily how many books that I would sell, because my earlier books, I didn't really care if they actually sold, but I was doing seminars as a seminar presenter on visualization, meditation, and it was $500 a weekend to come in. So I had the books there just to draw people in, whether they bought a $14 book, you know, that was great, but it gave me that credibility to be able to have, you know, 20, 30 people to come in over a weekend and take my seminars in doing that. So the book didn't make a lot of money, but my seminars did really well because I was an author. You know, I was on staff at Duke University. And this was back in 1988 when they approached me, but I was already doing these seminars. I had three schools. I already had books I was writing. And they asked me, would I come in and take over their martial arts program? I said, yeah. They never gave me a job application to fill out or anything that says, okay, you know, here's a contract, you know, here we go. So I was there for 28 years. But I had one class, which grew to six classes. I became the bowling instructor. I wrote my own bowling manual called Zen Bowling, The Psychology of Better Bowling. And I did Zen mind, body meditation because I taught meditation. But I'm saying that to say that wherever you are and what you're doing, why not become an expert? You know, I'm not the type of person that wants to do something just to do it. What I'm doing, I want to be the best podcaster. I want to be the best at what I am doing. And so you have an outcome when you do that, you're able to create these things. So I was at the university for 28 years. I'm still on staff with the business school. So I'm a corporate educator. I travel the country. Next month, I'm in New York doing a closing presentation for American Express, but it's my books. These are the things that give me credibility. No, I didn't sell a million books, but as Karen and I, as public speakers, when we are high ticket public speakers, so you're looking at $5,000 or more for us to stand in front of a group to be able to do. But it's the books, and a lot of times when I'm doing speaking, then I include my books as a part of the package. So there's so many things you can do, but it sort of declares you as an expert in a manner that's sort of like, you know, what you've done, and Andrea, same thing, and Karen, the same thing. You know, all of us are sort of experts in our field and our profession. They know us for who we are and what we do. So we have all built a brand around, you know, our books, and the things in our books have been a really big key to be able to open the door. So if someone is looking to write a book, the first thing you have to do, number one, you can always self-publish. That is, you know, that is a good way to do it. It's a trial and error type of thing. Or you can have a publishing company that helps you self-publish. And, you know, what I work on doing is I don't write first. I brand and market first. So, you know, my whole thing is getting the word out there. 6 months, a website is up, the book is out. People are, my clients are earning revenue before their book release. There's so many things that help to, then they can determine how they're going to, how they want to make it successful. Being a number one author on Amazon is a little overrated. And I say that because that's good, but it's based upon the number of sales over a certain period of time. So if I, my $9.95 book, I can give it to you for free, or I can cut it down to a very low price. You go there and I sell 1,000 in a couple of days, and I can be an Amazon, you know, bestseller. That's not taken away from that, but that's really what it's about. It's a really great boost, and it's a really good way of doing that. Another thing you can do after you're an author, and Amanda, I know you were at, and Karen, both of you ladies were at Take Center Stage last year. And of course, Karen, she was one of the hosts there, in Las Vegas. And Amanda, your book, was nominated, received an award from Take Center Stage. And Karen, you know, yours was, but that's what I said, you know, we have all of these other awards and things that are contributed to what we have done in the writing, you know, profession. And we write for, you know, the world, you know, we're really grateful to Toby Milroy and the World Martial Arts News and the support that he gives to us. But there's a lot of things there that we can actually do. So I really want to encourage anyone, if you're interested in writing a book and you want to know what we think at Elite Publications, you can give us a call, and that's 919-618-8075, or go to our website, which is www.elitepublications.org. And Karen and I, we have a seminar that we're going to be teaching coming up later on this month. And so, you know, check out our seminar, come in for a day and get started, and we can help you save you time, energy, and money. So Amanda, as we're wrapping up, any final words you'd like to say?
Well, to help people understand why it would be a good thing to be an author, because I think everybody can. Everybody has something inside of them that they should share, you know, that's unique to them. You know, obviously the four of us have martial arts in common, but we're also very different, you know, with different backgrounds and different things to offer the world. So one, you probably have something inside of you that you'd really like to share. Two, becoming partners with, you know, like yourself to help you do it takes a lot of the fear or uncertainty or, you know, really, quite honestly, a lot of the hard work out of it. You can just put on paper your thoughts or your passion, and then having somebody like yourself be able to help put it together in a way that can be marketed or published, you know, absolutely. But I like to use my books. I never really set out to try to sell a bunch of them. I mean, sure, that'd be great. I wouldn't be upset about that. But I like to give them away to, for instance, every student who joins gets one of my books. And just the other day, I had some grandparents come in, and their grandchild had been training for a couple of months, and they had read all the books, and they were just so appreciative of what I was doing to help young families. You know, and if I didn't have the book, they would never know that that was a passion of mine, or that they had that resource available to them should they need it. And so I felt like the book was a real service to them. And, you know, I've heard other things like that as well. So it wasn't just about being able to open doors, even though that's great, or, you know, give them to I've mailed them all to the school principals. They're all in the school public libraries. You know, all of these things are accessible, but to have somebody say, hey, I read that and I appreciate what you're doing for our children, the rest of it's just extra, you know, that just hits me in my heart. So anybody who wants to get out their message, whatever it might be, I would say you'll be blessed in many, many ways by just sitting down and getting it done.
And, you know, really that's, and again, I try to say this to martial artists and to business people, give the book away.
Oh,
every student that comes into your martial arts program or comes into your business, make it just a part. It's in your introductory program. You know, give them a book. You know, again, Amanda, you know, I really compliment you and your school for having that chance to walk in and really witness a well-run, organized school with that many students. But your book is in the library. Everybody in Johnson City, they know your name. You know, that's what we're really talking about.
Right. I don't want, you know, one, I'm passionate about what I do as a martial artist and as an instructor. But on the business side, which I'm also passionate, I don't want there to be really any question about where you should train.
Woo!
So, I mean, I want it to be very obvious who we call when we want to do martial arts or referrals. Who should, you know, I've been thinking about getting my, you know, in martial arts, who should I call? And then, you know, you're at the top of the list. So.
Wow.
I love that.
I mean, that is what we talk about, a success attitude and a brand. I don't want to, and I try to relay, even in our, you know, in our Who's Who books and the different things, because that's how we try to get, you know, the martial artists to market themselves by being involved in our books, in the magazine, you know. So, you know, I know you've already picked up some magazines, but your students, they want to read your article. What is, you know, when you talk about yourself, that doesn't make any difference. But when your students and your clients talk about you, that is a major statement. And, you know, Amanda, you know, that is the attitude that I say, if you want to be successful, that's when I said that a moment ago, I try to be the very best in everything that I do. You know, I took up archery. I do archery, you know, before it got cold, I haven't started back. You know, I'm out there 2-3 hours a day working on archery. I want to be the best. And well, why not teach my students, my grandkids, that same ethics? We could really impact the world and make a difference in that. So I really commend you on the work you're doing. And, you know, ladies and guys, you know, Amanda is a really great person to reach out to. You got to check out her leadership program. She's writing in the martial arts that Extraordinaire magazine. Check out our articles in there. Andrea, any last question, anything, last statements from you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Writing is such an important thing that we can do. Writing is a dying art too. So for people who are interested in writing, I say really get out there and put your thoughts down. I never wrote to make a lot of money. I don't make a lot of money on my books, but I make money every month. So, you know, it depends how much work you want to put into marketing, if that's your focus. But if there are other things that you're really trying to do, such as making yourself known or gaining an audience or just, you know, improving other people's lives and focusing more on what it is you want to give to people, then that's great too. So there are so many options when you write a book to where it is you're going and what it is you're trying to do. Certainly you can make money and help other people at the same time. There's so much that you can do. And I always tell people, many people ask me, how do I get published? What do I do to get published? My first question is always this: have you written a book yet? Have you done any writing? And they're like, no. I was like, write the book. Write the book and then worry about it. You know, it's writing the book. It's taking the time to write that so many people have trouble with. They have the thoughts, they have the desire, the passion, they want to do it, It's one of those things where you just do it, you know, just a little bit every day, like we talked about. Follow your mentors, you know, like you mentioned. You and Karen are great role models for authors. You know, certainly Amanda, myself, I'm always there to help people. I give free advice. I give help to those who want to write because I want them to be able to tell their story. And we each have a story to tell. So whether it's a how-to book, which are great books to write, they're sort of easy to write because you know how to do something from beginning to end and you're able to write it. It's a great first book kind of way to go. But other than that, just, you know, seek to be the unique person that you are. Everyone has special gifts and talents. And I always say you don't have to be like anyone else. So if you have a story to tell, it's a little different. Or, you know, like me, where martial arts is a lot of what I do, but it's also intermingled with positivity. Karen does this a lot too in her writing. And that's kind of a different niche. So find a niche, but be yourself and just, you know, start by writing a little bit every day or just having a little vision in your head and use the role models, use the tools, use the classes, seminars, things that you can get your hands on to sort of figure out the way. I did everything from scratch, not knowing what I was doing. It took me probably a lot longer than it can take if somebody has like the help and assistance and instruction and mentorship that they need. So thanks for all that you do. And thank you again for having me on the show today.
Hey, you're welcome. And you can go to takecenterstage.com. We actually have a writing course. It's a 30-day writing course. When you finish the course, you actually receive a certificate in there, but it breaks down what you can do every day over 30 days. Now, we're saying writing. Now, a couple of things here I want to leave you with. Number one, if you're going to write, you can write, but you need to have an editor. And you need to, you know, have someone that understands what you're trying to do. And this is what stops people a lot of times. Well, my grammar's not very well. Well, this is the reason why you have involved in a coaching program. And this is what we do at Elite, is that we have someone to sit down with you. And, you know, we had a client the other day, and he's a, you know, a mature man, you know, in his 80s. But what we did it on Zoom. And we took the transcript and going back through and combining it back together, just let him talk, you know, and then we find ways to bring it back together. So if you say, well, you know, my grammar's not that good and I'm not sure that everybody can do it if you have help. You can even have a ghostwriter. You got a lot of options out there if that's your heart. Now, I don't hand write. Oh, did it disappear? This is what I use. I use my cell phone. I send myself an email. You know, I've got a speech to text. I send myself an email. I am so automated. You know, I don't even type on my computer. You know, everything is voice to text that I do, but I find this great for me. And then I can email myself and then I can go back and put it back together. And, you know, then send it off to my staff and say, okay, edit this, break it down, make sure I sound good, that is all, this comes out good, you know. So you don't have to be, you know, you need to go back to school and get a couple of degrees before you write your book. You know, I want everyone to feel comfortable being you. You know, there are some things, another reason why you need to have a coach or a publisher is because everything that's speakable shouldn't be writable. And so you really need to be careful about doing that. Hey, Karen, any last things from you?
Well, I just really appreciate this particular session that we're having here, Hanchi, with my two female friends and martial arts instructors. And I'll tell you why. I get asked a lot as a female martial artist, especially being a high-ranked one, to go and do a lot of Zooms or blogs or whatever. But I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, for some reason, they like to pit us against the male martial artists. I don't know why. It's like it's almost like a moan fest where you want to complain constantly about how we as women have gotten screwed over in the industry. And this is like one of the most positive ones that I've had. I know Andrea knows what I'm talking about. This is like, you know, I never look at myself as a man or a woman. I just look at myself as a child of God, a spiritual being who's trying to make a difference in this world. I happen to be a woman. But when I think that way, I think I am able to go forth and do really big things and do greater things, because I'm not always, you know, moaning about how, you know, the things were different for women in the past. And so this was a very positive session, I feel. And I think maybe Amanda and Andrea can agree, where you're bringing women up in martial arts who by their own rights have been very successful and can pass that knowledge forward. So I do thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, I truly thank you, ladies. As always, it's always great getting with you and chit-chatting and talking about the different things in the martial arts, what's going on in your lives, in your world. And it's really great. And everyone remember, as long as you take action, faith must have feet. If you believe in yourself, you know, journaling is a great way. You know, journal, you know, write about your day, write about your life. Start thinking about positive things. Begin to write about things. You know, I used to keep a bad news journal. I never published it. You know, you know, I really, you know, I you know when I said, okay, that's enough. I got, but I needed something to help me to get through some things I was going through. So journaling was a great way to be able to help me. But journaling is a great way for you to create something that's going on positive in your life. Share your book, leave a legacy for your grandchildren, your great grandchildren. Tell the story yourself. You don't always have to publish your book and get it out on 50,000 websites. Maybe it's something just personal for you that you want to leave your grandchildren, that you're talking in your language that they can understand, telling about their great-grandmother. And it's, these things live on. They live on and on and on. So everyone, if you need help with your publishing, remember Elite Publications. And again, you know, Karen and I, we have a program that's going to be coming up, a training program. Our goal is to have 300 authors that we help this year to publish and market their books. We're in Las Vegas, July, with the book Take Center Stage, coming up in July, Book Expo. In January, we in Atlantic City at the Action Hall of Honors. We're going to be hosting the first Book Expo in Atlantic City. So we're constantly moving the bar. Hope to see you ladies there. Everyone, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Be blessed. And hey, we'll see you in the next episode of Become an Author. Hi, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Check out our new edition of the Martial Arts Extraordinaire magazine. It's available on Amazon, MagCloud. You can also go to our website, which is who's who in the martialarts.com, and order your copy. This month's issue features Grandmaster Bill Superfoot Wallace. Also, check out the book, Become an Author for Martial Artists and Public Speaking for Martial Artists. So remember, everyone has a story. You just have to get it out.